Audio presents So I'm a Spider, So What? Volume 8, written by Okina Baba, translation by Jenny McKeon, cover art by Tsukasa Kiryu, read by Caitlin Kelly.
The Ogre's Wail. The cry echoed in the quiet night. Other animals fell silent at once, as if out of fear of whatever was producing the noise. In the absence of all other sound, what filled the air instead was a thick stench of blood. Even the wind dared not blow where that dreadful smell lingered, leaving the place heavy with the presence of death. The remains scattered across the ground could be identified only by the one who had unleashed the wail. The moon hid itself behind thick clouds, as if to say it could not bear to look upon such a tragedy. Sounds of biting and chewing mingled with intermittent growls. As is nature's way, the victor fed upon the flesh of the vanquished. However, the victor's skin was raised with goosebumps, and not because of the cold.
"It's okay. I'm still fine."
In a trembling voice, unbefitting someone who had triumphed, the victor repeated these words, almost desperately hoping they were true.
"I haven't lost my mind yet."
This declaration went unheard, disappearing into the dark and lonely night.
1. I'm weak. Blue sky, white clouds. It's a little chilly, but that's no big deal thanks to the sunlight. Ideal weather, really. The perfect day for a picnic. However, reality isn't quite so kind. The sunlight might be a blessing to any normal person, but for us, it's nothing more than an annoyance. And one of us is practically at death's door already, namely me.
"Is your friend there all right?"
A soldier looks at me with concern, but I don't even have the energy to respond. "It's fine. She's always like this."
"She doesn't seem fine to me."
At the Demon Lord's words, the soldier looks even more concerned and...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?